Yeah, frustrating not to get through, especially, you know, when you're winning well into the second half, then we get in front again after they've equalised. It is a big frustration. So, yeah, we're self-inflicted, really. I thought we were in complete control start of the second half, first 25 minutes, probably half an hour up until they get the goal. But we just a bit of a soft decision for the penalty, to be fair. And, yeah, got back in front, but then a set piece should never have got as far as it did in the first place, and when it comes in our box we've got to defend it much better, and just said to the players we can dominate for 80 minutes, but if we give goals away like the two we gave away, certainly the corner, then we're not going to win games no matter who we're playing against.
We seem to again struggle in front of goal on a couple of occasions, but in the first half we did have one in the back of the net. Tom Craddock scored a second, ruled out for offside. Look, contentious to us?
More than, yeah. A couple of the lads are saying that a few of the offside decisions in the first half were look more than, for want of a better word, dodgy. And you know, obviously makes a difference when you look at it and you think maybe a couple. Certainly Tom's second goal, you're thinking that looked onside. If that goes in at 2-0, the penalty decision that goes against us is, you know, not one that would have probably been given if we were playing away at the likes of Forest Green in the league. But I thought we'd done enough. We were in control of the game. We've invited the pressure on ourselves in the end that's allowed them to get back in the game. So as much as some of the decisions I would like to look at again, we should have had enough to get through from the position that we were in on two occasions.
Frustrated, but they're a good side on an unbeaten run. They've certainly going to be another strong test, aren't they, on Tuesday night?
We say all the time, don't we? You know, that in cup competitions, we've been there ourselves. You know, we scraped past draws in last year, replay with Rushall. In the past, you know, I've been around when it's been Ashington and Skelmersdale in the FA Cup and Trophy. So we know it's always difficult, and I'm sure around the country there'll be teams from this level of beating teams from conference level, that goes without saying. So, you know, at least we're in the hat for Monday, and we've got a home game against them on Tuesday to look to get through, and you know, have every confidence that we can, because it was difficult today. You know, the pitch were just about playable, and you've seen every other game in this area I think's been called off, so the fact that they got a game on is credit to them, and it was difficult to play a flowing game of football, and we sort of adapted reasonably well after the first 10-15 minutes, but just couldn't see it through.
Also, Mark, no Anthony Dudley in the side. Can you update us on that?
Yeah, he's been recalled by Bury from his loan spell, unfortunately for us. You know, he's been doing well for us, and they look at it, he's scored a few goals. And also, they've got a few injuries as well, so he's needed back there for the time being. So he's gone back with our best wishes. Up the loan spell's done him good, but maybe one that we can look at again in January to possibly get him back if the situation's changed there.